Welcome back to the Supported CEO Podcast. As many of you know, we both come from a messaging background. In our previous businesses, Ellie worked with clients on their launch and conversion copy to help them talk about their offers in a way that was both compelling and authentic. And I worked with clients on their brand messaging and visibility strategy, helping them to clarify their stories and share it authentically in their brand.
Yeah, so for both of us in our previous work, it was always rooted in helping our clients to cultivate their authentic voice and share their unique message. And we know that this is something that so many entrepreneurs struggle with. We often saw our clients feeling a disconnect where they were feeling like something was just off in their messaging, and it would make them feel unsure of what to say. And because of that, their copy and content would often feel forced and inauthentic. And we know that when you are feeling that disconnect in your messaging, 99% of the time, that is a sign that there's something bigger going on that's making you feel disconnected, not just from your messaging, but usually something bigger within your business as a whole. Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
Ellie and I have 15 years of cumulative experience, and really, if we take a minute to tell you how we actually got here to Supported CEO, it is a different story we've told previously on this podcast. If we're really being honest, even more honest, there is another layer to our journey. And that kind of began when we were both independent of each other, because we both owned our own businesses separately from each other. Supported CEO is new for both of us. So we worked for years supporting entrepreneurs with their messaging at their core. And really, people were hiring us for their copywriting services, their rebrand services, brand strategy services. And that was the thing that was bringing people to our doorstep. But when you really get inside of the work of what it's like to be messaging experts, see, now we can tell you the insider secrets because we don't even sell these offers anymore. So we're going to keep it really real with you. The true work is not helping people clarify their message. It really ended up helping people find their way back to themselves, because so many entrepreneurs are working from a place of misalignment, and they think a shiny new rebrand and a shiny new copywriter is going to fix everything in their business. And if only they had that, then marketing and showing up in their business and making decisions about their offers would feel like light years lighter. And that's just simply not the reality. And so the true story of how we got here is Ellie and I were both doing much deeper work with our clients to support them, to help them get back into alignment with themselves. And only then could their copywriting project flourish. Only then could their brand strategy project come together. And so that led us both on a journey of realizing this copywriting, brand strategy, messaging work is actually not the most important work that we could both be doing. We actually could serve people at a much deeper level. And that began the journey of us creating our founding curriculum to help entrepreneurs really come home to themselves. And then that does play into messaging. So that's really how Supported CEO kind of got the initial vision for this deeper work that we do now.
Yeah. And so when it comes to doing this deeper work, I saw over and over again with the copywriting clients that I would work with is they would come thinking, something's feeling off. Something's feeling like it's disconnecting in my message. So I need to outsource to a copywriting expert to write this for me, because I am not, something about the way that I'm writing this copy or I'm writing this content is not landing. And so I need to hire an expert to do it for me. And really, like, the work that I would end up doing with clients was more about helping them to come home to that message for themselves. Because ultimately, if you hire a copywriter or you hire a brand strategist to tell you, you know, this is how to say it, this is how you should say, whatever it is that you're selling or talking about in your content, you'll have that piece that was written by the copywriter, or you'll have that website that was designed by the strategist. But then you've got to know what to do with that. And that's something that I would see with my clients over and over again. Is like, I would write, this whole sales funnel of copy for this new offer that they were launching, but then they didn't embody that message in a way where they were able to then take that. And then, you know, I wasn't the one running their webinar for them, for example. Like, you've got to take that message that's written throughout your sales funnel and really embody it when you show up to teach about this content, or like create just like the nurture content that's leading people to that sales funnel, as an example. And so having a copywriter come in or having a brand strategist come in to help you with those pieces, once you like to really refine and like tighten up some of that messaging, like, absolutely nothing wrong with that. Those are services that we offered for a long time, but at the core, it really has to be like the source message has to be coming from you and what you are like, feel deep, like in your bones that like, this is what I'm here to share. This is what I know my people need from me. And if you're not, if you don't have that piece in place, it's very hard to feel connected as you go on to like create other content and create other like, you know, pieces that are working in your like business and copy ecosystem.
Yeah, 100%. I have two things to add to that. First thing is, like, I always like to encourage people to think about that one piece of content. If you can only tell your audience one thing from here on out, and that is like what they will know you for, the thing that you are going to stand on this hill for, what is that? That is the first thing that you need to embody. And that is how you embody it. It's like, I will stand on this hill and tell you about X, Y, Z. But if a client is just given that, and I'm saying, hey, Ellie, this is what I think you should stand on the hill for, but that's not going to last.
Yeah.
And so the second thing ties into, that's how a lot of imposter syndrome comes up. Is because, case in point, I could give someone a shiny new website and Ellie can give someone shiny new copy, and it's like, oh my gosh, this looks amazing. This is better than I ever expected. Not tooting our horns, but you know, let's just do it, you know?
Toot our horns a little bit.
But that is the experience. And then turning around and saying, well, they're not sharing it on social media. Like, they're not sharing it. And then it's like checking in and it's like, hey, client, the feedback was like great, but you're not sharing it. So like, did I get something wrong? Like, happy to go in and readjust. And they're like, no, it's everything. And then really realizing they actually have imposter syndrome because they don't know how to talk about like how amazing they sound and look on paper because they're not embodying it. And it's the clients that I worked with that really came to me with that true core message already unlocked that I could then elevate and help them make sense of it in a broader scale, in a broader like strategy and vision. But they already embodied something. Like, when they woke up in the morning, like, they were like, this is who I am and this is what I stand for. Those are the clients that are still standing and are still going and have still risen to the ranks because they were so connected with their message. But it is people who really want to just kind of outsource and say, oh, I'm not good at writing, or, you know, whatever, my social captions, like, people just aren't resonating. But it's really asking yourself the question, are you willing to slow down to really do the reflective work to unlock that core of your message? And therefore, because in order to unlock the core of your message, you have to really come home to yourself. And that's really what kind of our supported CEO work is founded on.
Yes. And so we have put something together that we're really excited to share with you that will help you to do this work of reconnecting with your message, that's going to help you really start to embody this, is like to clarify and then really start to embody, like, this is the work that I am here to share. This is based on a lot of the work that we did with our, like, our copy and brand strategy clients in our coaching work with them to really help them get to the root of that, like the message and the confidence to show up and share that message authentically. We have put something together that we're really excited to share with you to help you dig into that more, coming from this perspective of knowing that when you are disconnected from your message, that often is a sign of being disconnected on a bigger level. And over time, that leads to burnout. That disconnect is what leads to feeling unfulfilled, overthinking, feeling imposter syndrome, feeling like I don't know how to show up, and then ultimately not showing up and sitting in fear and not making the progress in your business that you want to make. We have seen that over and over again. And so we want to share some of the things that we've learned in working with clients and developed in our work with clients to help you get to the core of what's going on in your messaging. And so we're really excited to be hosting a workshop called Resonate, where we're going to be walking you through these things. Now, I want to be really clear, like, if you are looking for a quick fix, five simple steps to nail your elevator pitch, or five simple things to make copy, like make your copy just click immediately or something like that, that is not what this workshop is. This is going to be really helping you do the deep work of connecting with what it is that you have to share, like what you are, the work that you are here to do, the message that you are here to spread, because this is like the hill you're like willing to die on, because you know this is the work that your people need and that you are here like and qualified to do more than anybody else. So this workshop is going to be really about helping you to embody that, to uncover your unique voice, connect with your message, and then use that to call in the aligned clients who are going to really connect when you show up authentically to share that message.
Yeah, 100%. And now is the perfect time to be doing this work. It's the end of a year, beginning of a new year. Everybody's running out and booking that rebrand. I know, and Ellie knows, because I was just telling Ellie before this call, we're talking about things. I used to check my turkey and send out contracts on Thanksgiving Day, because Thanksgiving was my busiest day to book rebranding projects in my branding agency. It was like everybody was like, okay, after Thanksgiving, I got to lock this in. We've got to get the ball rolling. It's a new year. I have to get my ducks in a row. But before you invest thousands into a brand or website copy that you might not feel connected to, because trust us, if you don't slow down to do the work to connect to your message before you work with a brand strategist, a brand designer, or a copywriter, hear it from us, you do have to have a semblance of what you want to talk about, what you're connected to before you were to work with those types of people. That is so imperative. It is so important to actually get the ROI that you're looking for from those investments. This workshop, Resonate, is going to help you really connect to yourself and to that core message and help give you that confidence to embody and show up. So we're going to show you how to unlock the skills to cultivate your authentic voice and connect with your aligned audience in this 90-minute messaging workshop. This is an all-value, no-pitch workshop, so be sure to join us and set the foundations for your most aligned and supported year of business by discovering your message that truly resonates for both you and your audience. Head over to supportedceo.com/resonate and join us live for our December 7th workshop. And if you are listening to this episode after, you can still go to that link to learn more and either grab the replay or join us for a future date.
And if you resonated with this episode, we would really love to hear from you. So please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And another thing that really helps us is if you could take a minute to go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to continue to be able to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.